friends. Thanks for coming back to chat with me this week. I hope everyone has had a wonderful start to their new year. 2020, here it is. Who would have thunk it? Did y'all see that meme that said, here we are into 2020 and there are no cars floating around and everything that we saw in Back to the Future? I know you guys have seen that movie. But I thought that was so hilarious because here we are into 2020 and it's just another year, right? It's very cool to write. How do you guys feel about New Year's resolutions and things like that? Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of posts on social media just stating that people are tired of hearing about new year, new me, or I'm going to do things differently in 2020. Or I'm going to cut off some people from my life in 2020. And people are just kind of being upset about seeing some of these different posts. And I am a firm believer in set goals for yourself. Make changes to find your happy and make yourself happy. If you want a new year, new me, do it. Absolutely, I don't think anybody should wait until a New Year's Day or, you know, a brand new year to start something new or make any changes. But set those goals. If that's what you want to do, then do it. I am here for it and I support that. New year, new you. I am with you 100%. Make those changes. Find your happy. Do the things that you need and want to do. You deserve it. Everybody does. Let people live and let people post on Facebook and Insta, Snap, whatever it is. Let them do them. We see it all the time. There's always somebody trolling different comments and saying things that don't really matter to the poster. If you don't like it, unfriend them or just keep scrolling. It's not that hard. If you want to have a meaningful conversation or even some type of debate, inbox them, call them, text them. Just let's leave being social media and villains, texters, keyboard assassins, whatever you want to call it. Let's leave that in 2019. Bam, there's my PSA. Okay, so for the new year, with that being said, I do have some of my own resolutions. My husband and I decided that we are going to jump back on the keto wagon, and here we are, what, 4 or 5 days into it, and I am down today 6 pounds, go me, and my husband is also down around the same. He said either 5 or 6 pounds, so go us. You know, we did set our date to January 2nd, and we've been doing this keto thing, eating more healthy, thinking more about what we are eating and putting into our bodies, and we are already seeing a difference. This is about my third or fourth time doing keto, and it's just something that works for me. My plan is to begin, hopefully tomorrow on Monday, working out again. I was really doing a good job working out, and you know, just like with everything else, you just kind of fall off. Excuses or reasons that change your flow or your goals, I let that get the better of me and I stopped working out, and I was getting good at it and I loved it. So one of my New Year's resolutions is to get back into the gym and start taking care of me and my body. And you know what? I'm getting old, y'all. I've been 25 for, gosh, like 12 years now, almost 13 years, and I'm not getting any younger. I'm just gonna remain 25, and time is catching up with me, y'all. It is just a different world from when I was 24. It's nuts. Things look different on my body, and gray hairs are happening, and it's just time is not on my side. So I have got to get my life together, right? I need to start working out more, I need to start moving more, and I need to start making sure that I am doing the things that make me happy and help me find my center and my positivity. Because like I said, time is not on my side. Time waits for no man or woman. It waits for no human, period, point blank, pets too. But we got to get our lives together. I look around and I see 80-year-olds running marathons. True story. I work for a provider who, he is all of 70 and he is still running marathons. And he's just a brilliant little guy. He's a cancer doctor and he is still out here doing his thing. and I can't even run to the mailbox without losing my breath. True story. I tried it and almost died. Pray for me, y'all. And then I see, people who are 50, 55, 60 who can barely walk without a walker. Granted, there's probably some type of health condition there, but while I am here at my ripe old age of 25, a few times, I can do something to keep my health going and be able to just take care of me and hopefully not get to a place where I need a walker or I need something to help me. I need to take advantage of where I am today and keep it going. You feel me? So let's maybe all think about that and hold each other accountable and just say, hey, what have you done to exercise your heart, your mind, your body today? Let's do that, y'all. It's a thing. Some other things that I want to do is I want to make sure that I'm reading more. I used to be a huge reader, and now reading is like the last thing that I do. It's just, there's so many things that you try to cram into your day, working, being a mom, being a wife, working some more. There's just so much on your plate, and you guys know that I preach and I advocate for taking care of you, finding you're happy, doing you. I need to do the same with picking up my books and setting some time for me to read and get lost in a book and just exercise my mind more. With that being said, I started my book club back up and I am going to become a reading fool again. It's happening, y'all. I will keep you posted on that. Everybody loves a good book club and discussion. Maybe if I have some good discussions here, I can let you know what they are on this podcast. You would probably like that, right? I have a very diverse group of friends from all walks of life, all colors of the rainbow, and just hearing other people's thoughts and opinions and points of views are amazing. You know how you watch one thing. Or even, I'll take it back a step, when you have a conversation with somebody and they take something completely different away from it that you did, or you tell of a situation or you hear a situation with somebody and you guys hear two completely different things, those things excite me to be able to have these conversations and hear different points of views, which again, that's why communication is so important. We got to keep that communication open and also be open to hearing other people's sides. Whew, that was a lot of PSA for you guys. So there you have it. There's Shishi's wisdom for the week. Okay, so we always do our post secrets. We do our ask Shishis. We do that fun stuff. But today we have got to talk about one of my favorite reality shows, and that is, well, it's kind of the spin-off of Love After Lockup. It is Life After Lockup. If you are not watching Love After Lockup slash Life After Lockup, you are missing out. So here's your thing. This is your assignment for the week. Watch Love After Lockup, watch Life After Lockup, and then listen to Reality TV Podcast. It's Reality Podcast, and that is with Jodi, and you've heard her here before. She recaps these and she is so spot on and hilarious. You will love her and you will love this show, I promise. So, we have got to talk about this. The season premiere of Life After Lockup came on Friday, which what it is it kind of takes some of the favorite couples from Love After Lockup and talks about where they are in their relationship now. So also just to step back a little bit, if you don't know what Love After Lockup is, it's where these people write prisoners and form relationships with them, and then they get out of the spouse or partner gets out of prison or jail after they've been locked up for quite some time. Most of these people, several years, they come home to them and then they begin their life together, and then they end up getting married or they end up breaking up, or there's so much drama. It's so good. It's like a nice marriage between like your Locked Up Abroad meets not Real Housewives, maybe more like Love and Hip Hop. It's so good. You will love it. Take heed. So, well, hopefully you guys have watched it. If not, hopefully it's just entertaining to you. So we have coming back on Life After Lockup, we have the whole Megan, Michael, and Sarah situation. And we'll just start with that. Let's just go through that. So we have Megan, Michael, and Sarah. Backstory is that Megan is dating Michael, and they're supposed to be engaged. Michael is the person who was in jail. He was dating and talking to Megan, and I believe he asked her to marry him. You know, she's a virgin, and she, you know, once he gets out, she gets with him, and they're a thing, only to find out that Sarah is Michael's wife, and she has a child by him, and she's just living her life waiting for her husband to come home. And then when he gets out, you know, of course he sees Megan, but he also sees Sarah, his wife, and Sarah ends up getting pregnant that night, and it was not an accident. They wanted to have another baby. She thought she was having a baby with her husband. And then towards the end, or at the end, they find out about each other. There's a showdown, you know, everybody's mad at either Megan or either Sarah, but honestly, Michael is the only person who should be the person that we're mad at, because he was the one playing both of these women. The women did not know about each other. Fast forward, Megan does not stop messing with Michael, even though she should have, and also Sarah is still talking to Michael as well, which she should not be, but it is what it is. So now on this new season, Michael clearly has a new boo, and it is not Megan or Sarah. However, he's actually with Megan in her hometown right now, and he was supposed to be going to Megan to say that he's probably with somebody else doing his own thing. He doesn't want to be with her, but he's not. He's actually interacting with her, and it seems like they're dating. Meanwhile, Sarah is at home with her now too. Some of the most beautiful babies you will ever lay your eyes on in real life. She is having a conversation with her, five-year-old, and the five-year-old is very aware that her dad is not around, and they do this sad scene where Sarah, you know, kind of goes behind a wall, and they have a phone conversation, and Sarah pretends that she's daddy or Michael, and the little girl just breaks your heart because she's like, why aren't you here? I love you. I miss you. I'll walk to you. It was just so heartbreaking and sad, and I hope Michael sees that and just changes his ways. He should be with his kids, not necessarily with Sarah, but he should be with his kids. It's really sad. And there's a lot of stuff on social media about Sarah. I think you can say whatever you want about Sarah, but she is a good mother. And maybe that is the way that they get out those conversations, because the little girl doesn't get to see and talk to her dad. So I say kudos to Sarah. She's a good mom. And if that's what helps your daughter, then that's what helps your daughter. So I'm pretty proud of her. Okay, so the next couple is Brittany and Marcelino. So Brittany was the person who was in jail, and Marcelino is, he's ex-military, very, you know, like militant type of dude. He seems pretty controlling, very, things need to be a certain way. Brittany is just, she is somebody that I would hang out with in real life. She seems super down to earth, super real. And just facts on facts on facts. But she's also so loving and has a heart, and she just seems like a good human. Well, she's been through stuff in her life, obviously. Back before, we knew that she had previous kids, but she didn't talk about them a whole lot. On this new season here, she does talk about the two kids that she had late, you know, early in life, and had to give up for adoption because she couldn't take care of them. Then she has her son with her ex Tito that we met last season. Now she's got 100% custody of that kid, and his name is Giovanni, and again, one of the cutest kids ever. So can we say that this show has the cutest kids ever? That might be a thing. I think that's a thing, y'all. So then she had little baby Zoila with Marcelino, and then now we just find out that she's pregnant again. And I believe that the storyline this season is going to be, how are they going to take care of all of these kids, because they have three living in their small space and things are already tight, and then here comes this baby. And then if you say something like, well, she knew what could happen when she was having sex with her husband. Well, come to find out, she is on one of those 10-year plans with, I don't know, and some type of implant or something, some type of birth control. And she got pregnant on birth control. So that's a thing. I know somebody who that happened to twice in her life, her two kids. She had them both while on birth control. I'm sorry, she conceived both while on birth control. So it's a thing and it happens. And to me, I just say, hey, that baby's meant to be here. So that's pretty much what we talked about in that with Brittany and Marcelino. Next, we talk about Andrea and Lamar. They are back. I've got mixed feelings about this. I think that they are entertaining, but I don't know. Andrea just gives me fake vibes. Anywho, Andrea and Lamar. So their story beforehand was that Lamar is a Crip and he is a rapper and she is a Mormon chick. And something that stuck out with me last season was she was just really petty and would like hold his phone, throw her phone in the produce, just a lot of weird stuff, just dramatic stuff that I don't believe 100%, right? So then this season we learned that, okay, so Andrea has three kids, like two older teenage kids, and then what, I'd say like maybe 15 and 16 year olds, something like that. So not quite old enough to get out of the house, but like just there. And then she's got this other little girl, I think her name is Nyla, or maybe that's the big daughter's name. She's got a little girl who's probably about 5 or 6. And she's only been married to Lamar for a couple of years now, maybe. They have their issues. He's in and out of jail. I think presently he's in jail again. I could be wrong. But anyway, the storyline this year is going to be that Lamar is actually the father of the third child. I don't get it. I don't know how that's possible, because they say on the season premiere that it's because she would have sex with him in a closet in jail. Do I believe that that happens? Absolutely. Definitely. I'm sure that that could happen. But she built her whole storyline previous to this about how she's a Mormon and she can't have sex until marriage, and you know, she's just this stand-up religious person. But she lied, if this is true, she lied on TV and about everything. And about, I remember vividly those first few episodes with her and Lamar, about how she was so worried because she was writing him letters and telling him things while he was in jail about all of the fun things that she can do, and that now she had to live up to it, and she was afraid to because she's really not that girl. So at what point or where are we lying? I've been saying it from jump. I don't trust her. I don't like her. And she had her own reality show. Well, not her own reality show, but she's been on reality TV before with her older daughter. So I don't know. I can't take her seriously, but I do like Lamar. Granted, who he is probably not somebody I would hang out with, but he is hilarious and good TV. And I enjoy watching him. I don't understand them two together as a couple. However, I do think that Andrea is completely fake on TV, and she probably is more normal and more like him in real life. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Next, we have Lacey and Shane and John, and I can't stand them. I mean, I'll continue to watch them, but basically, last season, it was all about kind of like the whole Megan, Michael, and Sarah thing. She's dating two convicts who are set to get released. She's married to one. Long story short, she ends up going with the younger guy, Shane, and now they're into this big porn business. And, you know, she dissed John, and now she's got, you know, a couple kids of her own. Shane does not. So now they are seeking fertility type treatment so that they can have a baby. Don't like them, don't really care. However, the one thing that I will say is that, of course, for the storyline, I'm sure she is still interacting with the old ex-fiance, John, and I'm sure that's going to be a thing throughout this whole season. And I'm all like, who cares? Oh, and that just triggered something in my mind. It wasn't fertility, it's that she already had her tubes tied from her previous pregnancy, and she wants to untie them so that she can have a baby with Shane. Done with them. All right, so then we have Cheryl and Josh, and then we have Clint and Tracy. More on them some other time because I don't even remember them being in this episode. But Clint and Tracy are good TV, so I'm sure we'll be talking about that at some point. Last but not least, we have Angela and Tony. Remember, Angela was the one who we never saw Tony forever. We thought that, we would never see him. Then we end up seeing him at the end of the episode, or I'm sorry, at the end of the season last season. And you can tell he's not into her. He's using her. He's seeing other people. He ends up going back to jail and then gets out, paroles to her. She forgives him. And so basically, it's the same thing. This season, we start off with like Angela burning letters in her yard that Tony had written to her. And now he comes home and she's got evidence that he's been cheating with prostitutes at the local hotel that he works at. He's been giving free rooms. And so there you have it. I think that this part's going to be pretty interesting just to kind of read or listen to and see what goes down with them. So, we had to talk about that. I hope you are watching that show. It is so good and so entertaining, and I am here for every last second of it. Let's talk about what's in the news. Cameron Diaz had a baby. She had a baby daughter, and I don't know what this kid's name is. Is it Radix? Is it Radix? I'm here for it. People all over social media are not liking it. I think it's kind of silly, but I like it. So it's like Radix Madden or Radix Madden. I don't know. It's RADDIX. Can't wait to see pictures of this baby because that is a good-looking couple. Zac Efron was hospitalized with possible typhoid fever that could have cost him his life while filming, and get this, killing Zac Efron. So it's a reality show that he has written and produced, or he is producing, and it's about him like going into the jungle or deep wooded areas off of these crazy islands. And basically, he's just doing it so that he can have his name in history books as somebody who has done it. So how ironic that he is going in here doing these things, and then he gets diagnosed with a possible typhoid fever. And so he almost lost his life. Apparently, it was super, super scary and real. But he has tweeted that he is fine and he is recovering. He has bounced back. So thank God for that, because that would have been a big loss to like my emotional state, because that is a good looking fella and he needs to remain on TV. Okay, so you guys know I got a thing about the baby, right? So the baby went to jail. He was in there on robbery charges, and someone says that one of the victims was doused with apple juice. But don't worry, you guys, because he is out now after 2 days of being in jail. He bonded out for $1,500, and he is back to posting on Instagram. I am interested to see how all of this plays out because he is saying that it's just all the police is messing with him and it wasn't him. Blah blah blah. I say I just like him and I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt until we see otherwise. I'm just glad that he's out and he can continue to make music because I'm still here for DaBaby. All right, friends, let's talk about some post secrets. I lost the love of my life to my own temper. Dang. I mean, at least you know why, and now all you can do is move forward, right? Like, that's really sad. Your temper has to be pretty bad, and it's gotten pretty old for somebody to walk out on you for it. I I can see that being a thing. I get it. They are justified in their decision to walk away and do them and not be in the same place as somebody with a bad temper. I'm sure that there's nothing, or I don't want to say there's nothing worse, but that's really up there with having to deal with somebody with a bad temper or emotional issues that you have to deal with. And that type of thing isn't once in a while. It's usually like every day or often enough, too often, or even if it's once a year, that's too often, right? Like you shouldn't have to live like that. So it sucks for you that you lost the love of your life, but I'm happy for the person who decided to leave and find they're happy. I would hope that the person who lost the love of their life takes this opportunity to find them and find counseling or anger management and just figure out how to move forward and how to, in future relationships, deal and react. Take this opportunity to do the right thing and make sure that this doesn't happen again. The next one is I can't afford to take a principled stance against Walmart. I actually have a few friends who will not go to Walmart because of their principles and because they don't agree with the big chain stores and that type of thing. I don't understand the why, and maybe it's just because I'm not educated enough to know why Walmart is so bad. As far as I know, Walmart pays well, they have benefits, or maybe that's something that happened over the last several years. I'm not sure. But that's gotta stink to want to stand up for your beliefs but can't afford to. I say that there's gotta be a different way. There's gotta be a better way. Does Walmart have better cheap prices than most places? Absolutely, they do. But you can find deals at other places. If you take the time and just shop the ads, you might have to travel a little bit, but you can go to several different stores to find good prices or just shop according to the ads. You know, whatever you have for dinner this week is what's on sale. There are ways around it, but I get it. Walmart is just cheaper, but you know what's cheaper? The dollar store. If you don't care about brands, then go there for most of your stuff. But if you have a principle or you have a reason that you don't want to support something or somebody, then that has to come first. We have to figure it out. All right, the next one. I donated to a charity solely because I have a crush on somebody that works there. And then in parentheses, it says, I'm married. I mean, my thoughts on this one. I'm happy that you gave to a charity. I'm sure that charity could use that money and needs that money. The reasoning, I'm sure they don't care about. I mean, it is what it is. It's kind of sad that you have a crush on somebody, but it can happen, especially you're still a human, you're a person. Just let this be one of those things that you just don't tell anybody else. Don't tell anybody that you're giving to this charity because you have a crush on a member there. And hopefully you're not acting on this crush. And even the crushy doesn't know that there's a crush there. Just be really careful with that. But still give. Give to any charity, whatever charity speaks to your heart, do that and encourage others to as well. Last post secret. I wish the people who clean my office at night were invited to our company Christmas party today. They're employees too. One of them is my uncle. I agree with that. I say invite all the everybody, and if they can't come to your Christmas party, I hope that you're at least gifting them a little something. It's just very sweet. They are humans too, and that's their employment. They should have a company party too. It'll probably be different if it's like a big commercial, you know, cleaning business, but if you specifically hire people, you are their bread and butter, they should be also invited to the Christmas party. Just like I said, they're employees too. Maybe that's something we can think about, is making sure we are being all inclusive. We're including all of the everybody. You know, at this new office that I'm at, there is this lady who comes by and she, you know, grabs my trash every single day, and I talk to her every single day. She's awesome, happy. She just kind of hangs around the office for a little bit because I continue to chat with her and find out more about her because she's a person and I enjoy that time with her. It'd be awesome if I saw her at a Christmas party too, because you know what? Everybody has a place in the environment and in your workspace, and things run smoothly or run the way they do because of everybody involved. So everybody should be on the same playing field and we should all be friends. All the friends, guys, all the friends. Okay, so that will wrap up Post Secrets. Let's talk about what was posted in the poll in the SheeShe group. All right, so we had a question this week. You and your partner only because they know them through you, are friends with a real life friend or family on social media. The friend deletes you, but not the partner. So the question is, so who cares? Or if you're not my friend, you don't need to be my partner's friend either. I believe in the second one. If you and I are friends and we're no longer friends on Facebook, why do you still need to be friends with my partner? It's just kind of weird to me, and I feel like, hey, if we're not friends and you've deleted me from your life, in real life and on social media, then you have to delete my spouse too. You have no ties to my spouse. You're only friends with them because you know me. So let's just end it here, right? There's really no reason for you. I can't see your stuff anymore and what's going on with your life. So you shouldn't see mine either, right? Like if we're drawing that line in the sand, then that's what it is. But then as I say that, are we deleting kids? Because you know, I'm 25. A few times. So my friends have kids now and I'm close to their kids or I'm friends with their kids on social media. Does that apply there too? Food for thought. I want to talk about this more. So until we think about the kids part, my stance is kind of with I agree that if you're not friends with me, then you don't need to be friends with my partner as well. That's just what it is, right? All right, well, I think this is going to be the end of our episode this week, friends. Thank you so much for joining me. It has been great. Hey, new year, new you, whatever. Set some goals, do something for you. Be a better human. Even if you are already a stand-up human, be an even better human because that's what this world needs, especially right now with what our country is about to go through. Be a better human, make somebody smile, do the right thing. You can find me on mostly all social media platforms at Say What She. You can join the Facebook group, just search for Say What She. I will let you right in and we can chat in there. Until next week, friends, have a wonderful, wonderful few days until we chat again. Send me those Say What She questions. You can inbox me, DM me, or you can go to the saywhatshishe.com and post your questions there anonymously. And we will chat. So we'll talk soon. Bye, friends.